Behold Your King. Lenten Devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries, written by Dr. Carrie Vo. Concern. Sunday, March 22nd. Our text is from Luke chapter 23. And there followed him women who were mourning and lamenting for him. But turning to them, Jesus said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming when they will say, 'Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bore, and the breasts that never nursed.' Then they will begin to say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' For if they do these things when the wood is green, what will happen when it is dry?" It amazes me that Jesus was still able to think about someone else's trouble, even on the way to the cross. He sees these women weeping for him, and he is concerned for them. Jesus knows that roughly 40 years after his death, the city of Jerusalem will fall to Roman soldiers, and that after 3 years of civil war, hunger, torture, and fire. And those who are willing to harm the innocent Son of God will certainly not spare the women and children who are still alive at that time. Jesus has left instructions for his followers. They will not be caught by surprise when the city falls. But for these women, he can do nothing except to suffer and die for them, and pray that they too will believe in him and be saved. And that is what he does, carrying the whole weight of human evil to the cross. There he uses his own body and blood to destroy the power of evil, killing it through his own death. And when he rises to life again 3 days later, he gives life, joy, and peace to all of us who trust him. We pray. Lord, thank you that you are always concerned for us. Amen.